kind of person thinks there are destructive drugs in the world? What would you call someone who insists that corpses are dead? A realist, right? Today's first reading denies the existence of destructive drugs, and in the gospel, Jesus tells mourners that the dead girl in front of them is asleep. Are believers not realists? Do we live in a world of make-believe, refusing to accept facts? That is a question we must not avoid. And the answer is not a once-for-all exercise. Each day, we are faced with facts that should call into question our faith in God. The philosopher Miguel de Unamuno said, "Faith that does not doubt is dead faith. An untested, unchallenged faith is not faith at all, but a willful refusal to inhabit this universe rather than a world of make-believe." So, what are we to make of our readings today? Are the realists right, or is faith right? Perhaps the real question is, what is reality? The realist is someone who uses a common-sense approach to life. If science and the evidence of our senses indicate that something is real, then it is real. By the same token, what cannot be verified by those means is unreal. Can't see or measure God? Then God either does not exist or is irrelevant. But is this realism? Realists accuse believers of avoiding reality. But might we not say that it is the realist who avoids reality, who cannot accept what will never fit inside human concepts or understanding? Perhaps the atheist is the one who cannot accept reality because it won't fit into a human head. So then, what is reality? An easy answer for the believer is to say that what God wills is real, and that anything that goes against the divine will, no matter how obvious it is to us, is basically unreal. In that case, dangerous drugs and death and sin and injustice and all manner of evil are unreal because they are not the will of God. Today's reading from Wisdom says that, "Through the devil's envy, death entered the world, and those who belong to his company experience it." It is an attractive idea, but is it too easy? If only the things God wills as good are real, then what do we make of the cross of Christ and his call to take up our own crosses to follow him? No, we cannot deny the reality of pain, suffering, evil, and death in the world. We cannot claim that only those who belong to the devil experience them. They are not the whole reality, but they are a real part of it. So, the world as God wills it and the world as we experience it are both real. To accept only one while ignoring the other is not realistic. The atheist and the otherworldly believer are of the same ilk. It is by accepting the co-reality of good and evil that the Christian is the true realist. Our advantage is the cross. The cross is the place where the highest reality, God, and the lowest reality, evil, come together. By embracing death, Christ makes all reality a way to God. Because I'm a realist who believes that God loves me, I can accept the other realities of my life. I suffer, I sin, and I will die. But because reality involves the love of God, I can be confident that my suffering is united with God's suffering, that my sins are forgiven, and that my death is a sleep that through God's love will lead to the fullness of reality.
Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.